He caressed the bells. He talked to them. Theirs were the only voices he could still hear. Altogether, he had 15 bells to look after, but he loved most of all the great bell called Marie. The moment the archdeacon said,
"Go on,"
he would run up the winding staircase in the belfry, quicker than another man could run down. Then he would shout to his assistants at the base of the tower to begin. They pulled the ropes, and slowly the huge metal bell began to move. As its swing increased, Quasimodo vibrated with excitement, and the grand peal began. The whole tower seemed to tremble. The great bell swung to and fro, and Quasimodo crouched down and rose up to its rhythm. His movements became as frenzied as the bell's. Suddenly, he leapt straight towards the bell. He seized the brass monster and with the whole weight and force of his body increased the fury of the peal.